Tuesday. Today is October the 15th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, recently, a group of legislators sent a letter to the EPA regarding the pesticide paraquat. We're going to take a look at what they're asking for and why it may be a problem to agriculture moving forward. We'll have the details on that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, herbicide bans are making the news. Now, although the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says it has yet to find a scientific link between the use of the herbicide paraquat and Parkinson's disease, 47 Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday of last week asked the head of the agency to ban the chemical. Now, at the end of January 2024, the EPA released a report on the ongoing review of paraquat. The ongoing review is being conducted in response to a lawsuit filed by Earth Justice on behalf of farm workers, public health, and environmental groups. Due to the significant human health and environmental concerns associated with paraquat, roughly 70 countries have banned or discontinued the use of paraquat, including China, Brazil, the European Union, and Canada, the lawmakers said in a letter to EPA Administrator Michael Regan. We urge the EPA to change course and deliver critical protections for farm workers, agricultural communities, and the environment by banning paraquat. The EPA said in January of 2024 that it plans to implement additional information on the disease as well as other information on a new review document slated for completion by January 17th of 2025. In its report earlier this year, the agency stopped short of implementing new mitigation measures on paraquat applications. The use of paraquat, which is sold under brand names such as Gramoxone, Firestorm, and Parazone, among others, has increased steadily in the U.S. in the past decade in response to the development of herbicide-resistant weeds. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk a little bit about the wheat crop as the final 2024 crop year tallies are in for that wheat when it comes to the USDA conducting its most recent quarterly small grains report. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
USDA's latest quarterly look at small grains provided a final view of those crops for the 2024 growing season, with emphasis on wheat. Patrick Boyle of the National Agricultural Statistics Service starts with winter wheat.
The final planted acres is estimated at 33.4 million acres, down 0.3%, or 415,000 acres from the August forecast. It's down 9%, or just over 3.3 million acres from 2023.
Harvested acreage for winter wheat is up 2% from the previous estimate, 6.3% from the prior year, at over 26 million bushels.
That is actually the highest level we've seen since 2016. We had historically high abandonment in 2023, and we're now returning to more normal levels this year.
Turning to yields,
the final yield of 51.7 bushels per acre is down 1.5 bushels, or 2.8% from last month. It's up 1.1 bushels, or 2.2% from last season.
The tally then regarding total winter wheat production comes in at 1.35 billion with a B bushels.
Down 0.9% from August, but up 8.6% when compared to 2023.
For spring wheat,
planted acreage at 10.6 million acres is down 0.7% from last month and 5.1%, or 575,000 acres from last year. 2024 spring wheat planted acreage is at the lowest level since 1972.
And while harvested acreage is down 5% year over year, spring wheat crop yield is expected to be a record
52.5 bushels per acre, down 0.2% from August, but up 14.1%, or 6.5 bushels from 2023.
Net result, total spring wheat production is slightly down from the previous forecast, yet up 8% from 2023.
For durum wheat, planted area at 2,064,000 acres is down 1% from last month, but up 23.2% from last year. Area harvested is estimated at 2,036,000 acres, up 0.9% from August and 26.9% from 2023. The yield of 39.3 bushels per acre is up 3.1% or 1.2 bushels from last month and up 6.2% or 2.3 bushels compared to last year,
resulting in a 35% year-over-year increase in total durum wheat production. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.